Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Want to go to the White House. The president is speaking. This is obviously a very, very big deal. The announcement on the tariffs, and I assume he's going to be speaking about this any second now. Justin, is it live on your end at the moment? Okay, let's go ahead and listen to the president.
But he's done it 20 times, fellas, so he must know something about cars and racing, and trucks, too, by the way.
He's got racers there. It's a racing photo
but
op.
He's been a very special guy. And
I assume he's going to comment on the tariffs, given this tariff pause that just happened. The market's going crazy in a very good way, by the way.
And guts and grit. Hello, fellas. I didn't see you guys over there. That's a good-looking couple of teams, too. They have a lot of courage. And we'll see you in a second. So we're joined by the 2023-2024 NASCAR champion Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano. That's really fantastic, fellas. That's great. How fast do you get that car going, like, as an example, on average? How fast would you?
About 190.
By 190, you can have it. I don't want to go, but 190, and it's fantastic. And on a straightaway, you'll go how much?
About
190, 200. About 190 to 200. Well, it takes a special genetic, you know that, right? It's genes. Not only it's genes, really. Most people couldn't do that. Very few people could do it. The 2023 and 2024 Indianapolis 500 winner, Joseph Newgarden. Hey, Joseph.
So, just so you know, the tariffs have been paused for 90 days on every country, the 75 countries, except China. Now, the tariffs on China are up to 125%. And the stock market is very, very excited about this, obviously. And the Treasury Secretary, the White House Press Secretary, came out and spoke a short time ago explaining all this.
And these incredible champions who really do what very few people could do. Mentally, psychologically, it's a big factor here, like it is in all sports, really. But you need a great physical ability. People that do this, they don't realize what great athletes they are. It's just not the car. I had a friend, he's a very successful guy, but he was a driver. And started off, he wanted to be a race car driver. He wanted to be like you. He wanted to be like just like Joey Logano. And he had it for business, but he didn't have it for the... He said, I just couldn't compete with the good drivers. He couldn't do it, no matter what he did. And he got lucky. He went into business and made a lot of money. He was very successful. But he said, I couldn't press the accelerator down all the way, and the best drivers could. So there was just a difference. It was really bad. I never forgot that story. But these are great champions, and it's a great sport. And what you've done in Indianapolis also with the track and everything has been incredible. I mean, it's really incredible. People tell me it's been amazing. I'll have to get there. I'm going to have to get there maybe this year with you. But
invitation.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. We had we did Daytona. We went around the track in the Beast, what's called the Beast, with the thick windows and the whole thing. And you're not supposed to hear anything, but I heard the fans. They were going crazy outside. So it was a great honor. So I just wanted to welcome them to the White House, a special place, very, very special place. And we love champions, and these are the greatest champions in the world. These are the greatest champions in racing, and it's an honor to have you all. And thank you very much. All of you, thank you very much. I wouldn't ride in that thing if you paid. How fast will that go?
240 plus.
240?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It's a weapon.
Two-time winner of the Indianapolis 500. Consecutively, right?
Yes, sir.
Fancy
so
looking
the
cars right there.
What do you eat?
Drinking a lot of milk. Hopefully.
Okay, I'm going to take some. And that one is pure speed and endurance, right?
Correct, sir.
Speed and endurance. Is that car a very different car than, let's say, this one? Very different?
Very different.
Very different. Yeah, made for.
Got to last so many hours.
Right.
And we all shared the car, so three drivers.
Totally different engine.
Engine.
Everything's different.
Everything.
And you go, is it 24 hours?
Yeah.
That's a long time. And that car just, there's no let up, there's no, it's just constant, right? That's it. Congratulations. That's endurance. Endurance is a big factor in life and success, I can tell you. So you guys have it. Well, thank you very much. Would you like to ask Roger or any of these champions any questions while we're here?
Yeah. You started the morning saying be cool, and just
be cool.
A few hours later, there was a pause put in on the tariffs. Can you walk us through your thinking about why you decided to put a 90-day pause?
Well, I thought that people were jumping a little bit out of line. They were getting yippy, you know? They were getting a little bit yippy, a little bit afraid, unlike these champions. Because we have a big job to do. No other president would have done what I did. No other president. I know the presidents. They wouldn't have done it. And it had to be done. What was happening to us on trade, not only with, you know, if you look at it, not only with China, but China was by far the biggest abuser in history. And others also. But somebody had to do it. They had to stop because it was not sustainable. Last year, China made $1 trillion off trade with the United States. That's not right. And now I've reversed it. It's for a short period of time, but we made $2 billion. We're making now $2 billion a day. And somebody had to do it. Roger actually said it. Charles Schwab was here a little while ago, one of the great financial people, and he said he's been waiting for 40 years for somebody to do what I did over the last month. And if you didn't do it, you wouldn't have a country. It wouldn't be sustainable. So I'm honored to have done it. And, you know, look, nothing's over yet, but we have a tremendous amount of spirit from other countries, including China. China wants to make a deal. They just don't know how quite to go about it. You know, it's one of those things. They don't know quite. They're proud people. And President Xi's a proud man. I know him very well. And they don't know quite how to go about it, but they'll figure it out. They're in the process of figuring it out, but they want to make a deal. And we have other, we have many other countries, as you know, many more than 75. And they all want to come, and they want to come here, or they'll go to Commerce, or they'll go to Treasury. We have our great senators here and congressmen. They'll call John, they'll do somebody, they'll go through somebody, but they're all calling, how do we do this? They all want to make a deal. Somebody had to do what we did, and I did a 90-day pause for the people that didn't retaliate, because I told them, if you retaliate, we're going to double it. And that's what I did with China, because they did retaliate. So we'll see how it all works out. I think it's going to work out amazing. I think that our country is going to be at the end of a year or shorter, but I think we're going to have something that nobody would have dreamt possible. A man like Roger Penske, I don't want to get him in trouble with China, so I won't, but he would know that you have to, someday you have to cut the bow and you have to do what you have to do, right, Roger? And that's what I did, and I'm very happy to have done it.
Mr. President, was there anyone...
The Prime Minister of Greece just told Breitbart's Matt Boyle that he thinks absolutely the European Union and the United States could work out a trade deal that's win-win and, quote, mutually beneficial to both sides. What do you think about the Prime Minister's comments, and do you think a deal could be struck with the European Union?
First of all, I know him. He's a good man, and I appreciate his comments. Yeah, a deal could be made with every one of them. A deal's going to be made with China. A deal's going to be made with every one of them. And they'll be fair deals. I just want fair. They will be fair deals for everybody. But they weren't fair to the United States. They were sucking us dry, and you can't do that. You know, we have $36 trillion of debt for a reason. We don't have a debt for fun. They have it for a reason. And people took advantage of our country, and they ripped us off for decades. I've been thinking about this for decades. If you ever saw me on television, I was young like these guys. And it was a good old days, I'll tell you, Roger. But I was like these guys, young, and I was talking about it. Nothing changed, and nothing was done about it. Then I did it. In my first term, I did it, and did it well. We took in hundreds of billions of dollars from China and others, and I started the process. But then we had a fix-up from the COVID mess caused by China. We had a fix-up from that, and we did a good job of doing it. And when we handed back the reins after a rigged election, and when we handed back the reins, the stock market was higher than it was before COVID coming in. So, you know, we did a great job, but we didn't have time to do the big thing, which we're doing now. And it's you know, it's like a patient is sick. You have to do surgery. The patient is very, very sick. And Joe Biden handed us over a country that was in very serious trouble, economically and in every other way. They let China run away with things. They let other countries run away with things. And maybe worst of all, in a certain way, is what they did at the border. We had people pouring into our country by the millions. Many of them were murderers and drug lords and thieves and people from prisons from all over the world. And they were people from mental institutions, insane asylums. They were taking their mentally insane, and they were dumping them into our country. And I'll tell you, Tom Homan and Kristi Noem are doing a fantastic job in removing them. And now the courts, the Supreme Court just gave us numerous good rulings where we have to be able to get them out. You had other judges trying to take over the system. And think of it, they take over. They want these people coming back. Tren de Aragua from Venezuela, the Venezuela jails that cut off the fingers of a man in Colorado. They cut off his fingers because he called the police looking for help. They said, "Did you call the police?" He said, "Yes, I did." "Put your hand down," and they cut off the fingers. This is what they want, to bring these people back now. And I want to thank the president of El Salvador for the job he's done, because that is, that's the way it has to be done. Stupid. Yeah, please.
Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, they've been talking about tariffs for decades. How come when these Democrat elites want tariffs, everything's hunky-dory, but when President Trump wants tariffs, all hell breaks loose? Do you see this double standard?
I love this guy. Whoever the hell that is. That's really nice. I appreciate that question. No, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, everybody knew you had to do it, but they never had the guts to do it. It does take guts. It even takes guts for our country to go through it. That's why I say be cool. They were saying about, see, just be cool. It's going to work out. It's going to work out, and it's working out. I can tell you, working out maybe faster than I thought. But I said it's going to take a little conditioning. It's a transition to. It's a transition to greatness. It's going to be greatness. Our country is going to be. There'll be nothing like it. And people investing in our country, they're going to do better than they've ever done before. We have more car manufacturers, Roger, coming into our country now. Speaking of cars. We've never seen anything like it. And they're coming in because of the election, but they're coming in because of the tariffs, because they don't want to pay 25 or 50 or whatever it may be. They don't want to pay that. They can't pay that. We had three cancellations in Mexico, building a plant. They're all coming into the United States. Canada, they're coming in. From China, they're coming. They're coming in from everywhere. And that's just cars. We have chip makers coming. We're the biggest chip maker in the world from Taiwan, coming in, spending $3 billion to build plants, and mostly a big plant. This is a hell of a plant. when you spend the kind of money there, that they're going to go $200 to $300 billion, not million. You know, you'd say million would be the right number. It's not $200 to $300 billion. Think of that, $300 billion. If you look at Apple, Apple is going to spend $500 billion building a plant. They wouldn't be doing that if I didn't do this. They'd just keep building them in China. And that's unsustainable. It's not a pleasant thing to do, but I appreciate the question. And, you know, interestingly, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, Crazy Nancy, they've wanted to do this for years, but they never had a president that had the guts to do it, because it does take guts, believe me.
Was it the bond markets that persuaded you to reverse course?
No, I was watching the bond market. The bond market is very tricky. I was watching it, but if you look at it now, it's beautiful. The bond market right now is beautiful. But, yeah, I saw last night where people were getting a little queasy. I think everything had... the big move wasn't what I did today. The big move was what I did on Liberation Day. We had Liberation Day in America. We're liberated from all of the horrible deals that were made, all of the horrible trade deals that were made. And I was helped by people just like this, senator, congressman, and friends, right? And we had great help in the Senate. Our Republican senators have been amazing. They stood tall. And likewise in the House, and John Thune has done an amazing job. Barrasso has done an amazing job. I can't think of a senator, really. We had tremendous support. We got a bill passed the other day with almost unanimous support in the Senate, and I think we're going to get that in the House, too. And I have to tell you that Mike Johnson is a great speaker. He's done a fantastic job. We had a majority of one. Now we have a majority of seven. And you don't realize how big seven is until you have a majority of one. Seven sounds like so much. But we're doing well. But Mike Johnson and John Thune have done a really great job.
Mr. President, was there anyone who influenced your decision? Did you speak with anyone? You know, Jamie Dimon? Did you speak with anyone?
Well, I watched Jamie Dimon on Maria Bartiromo's show this morning, and he was very good. He said that, actually made the statement to effect that something had to be done with the tariffs and trade. He said that. He said, look, you know, at some point, but he said something has to be done with tariffs and trade. He understood it. He's very smart and very genius financially. He's done a fantastic job at the bank. And he knows that. Everybody knows that. Anybody that's even a little bit smart knows it. It wasn't sustainable what was happening. Somebody had to pull the trigger. I was willing to pull the trigger. This should have been done long ago. Just like Biden should have stopped the border long ago. I mean, allowed 21 million people plus into our country, many of whom should never have been allowed out of prisons and jails. They came out of prisons and jails from all over the world, and now we're getting them out, bringing them back to their countries. But it should have never been done. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Sir, would you consider exempting some U.S. companies, maybe some larger companies who have been hit hard in the markets the last few days during this 90-day?
As time goes by, we're going to take a look at it. There are some that have been hard. There are some that, by the nature of the company, get hit a little bit harder, and we'll take a look at that.
You know?
Just instinctively, more than anything else. I mean, you almost can't take a pencil to paper. It's really more of an instinct, I think, than anything else.
Because you said that these tariffs would go into effect on Monday. You said no pause, and today there is a pause. So how can people believe your words today?
Yeah, it's not a question of that. You have to have flexibility. I could say, here's a wall, and I'm going to go through that wall. I'm going to go through it no matter what. Keep going, and you can't go through the wall. Sometimes you have to be able to go under the wall, around the wall, or over the wall. These guys know that better than anybody, right? You got to go around them sometimes. You're not going to go through them. So I consider, you know, I think in financial markets, because they change. Look how much it changed today. We went from, pretty moderate today, but over the last few days, it looked pretty glum to, I guess they say it was the biggest day in financial history. That's a pretty big change. And I think the word would be flexible. You have to be flexible. Like he's asking the question about some companies. Some companies, through no fault of their own, they happen to be in an industry that is more affected by these things than others. You have to be able to show a little flexibility. and I'm able to do that. I'm going to say hello to these champions because they are great champions. I got to say hello.
Mr. President, would you vote to avoid more escalation?
All right, this is a big deal. President pausing tariffs for 90 days. I'm just going to keep the audio going here in the background in case he says anything else. Except on China. China goes up to 125%. The president was alluding to there was panic in the market. And I'm glad he's doing this. I'm very, very happy he's doing this. I think it's the smart move, the right move. Thank God he's doing this. You know, the market was ugly. And you know, I'm not one of those guys who's going to sit here and tell you that Wall Street versus Main Street is a thing, because it's not. It's all interconnected here. And we were on the precipice of a disaster. And I said yesterday to you, and I'll say it again today, he needed to announce a deal very, very quickly. And in lieu of that, this is the right thing to do. So take time, 90 days, work out all these deals. Great. And then we don't have a market collapse at our hands, and now the world can focus on China. China is the problem, obviously. We know China's the problem. And our allies coming together can deal with China. And China's not going to have any choice. China's going to have to get into the game. China can do one of two things. China can invade Taiwan and link up with Iran and Russia and cause World War III. That's not going to work out well for anybody. Or China can do the smart thing, which is to join the, I don't want to use the phrase League of Nations, but the League of Sane Nations, and then start trading and becoming a trading partner that stops manipulating their currency and ripping people off and intellectual property theft and all the other things that we know that China does. And everybody's been saying that China does. And Democrats have been saying China does for years. And we've got clips of that. And you've heard the clips of Chuck Schumer saying it and Nancy Pelosi saying it and everybody saying it. So now the world can put pressure on China for China to be a good actor, and China can figure out whether or not it wants to play at the big kids table or not, because China needs to be able to sell their cheaply made crap in America and a lot of other countries around the world, too. A lot of other countries around the world, not just the United States of America. But that's what has to happen. The 125% tariff that the president has put on China, and whatever China retaliates with, is not going to affect us. It's going to be a situation where China is going to have to come to the table. So in the short term, things made in China are going to cost more. But remember something. In the first Trump administration, when he put the 25% tariffs in place, a lot of American manufacturing companies, a lot of manufacturing companies left China for Vietnam. Well, today, Vietnam is on the list of friendly nations, and the tariffs are going to be on a pause. So that means that Vietnam, which we import a lot of stuff from Vietnam, that's not going to be affected by that. So yeah, there's a lot of cheap crap you buy on Amazon made in China. As of now, there is going to be 125% tariff on that stuff. How long that lasts is anybody's guess. But if you notice, the president, in his tone just now and in his tone last night, was being very, very conciliatory to the Chinese and saying they're a proud people. They want to make a deal. They have to figure out how. I know Xi Jinping. I've known him for a long time. He wants to make a deal. They got to figure out how to do it. They're a proud people. So this is all going to work out fine. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to work out. That's the good news. I'm thrilled the president did this today. I really am. Because in the absence of coming out today and announcing a deal, that he had reached a deal with Japan or reached a deal with the EU, and the EU was talking about retaliatory tariffs, and Canada was talking about retaliatory tariffs, in the absence of announcing a deal, we were looking at market chaos. And market chaos is not something, it's just deals with just the people who are in Wall Street. I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of people who are saying that on social media. I don't say things just to tell people what they want to hear. I tell the truth. There's way too many Americans who have their pensions and their 401ks tied to the stock market, and states do, and governments do, and we cannot have a market crash. It would be horrific, and it could set the country into a recession that could last for years, which could lead to us losing the midterms and could lead to us losing the White House. That's off the table for the time being. Thank God. Thank God. So one of two things needed to happen right away, either a pause on this or a deal announced. The president has chosen the pause. I'm on board. Fine. Great. Excellent. Good. Good. Because, you know, people were saying stupid things on social media, really stupid things like, well, you know, forget Wall Street, Main Street's time. I don't know what that means. It doesn't mean anything. Those are meaningless words that have no meaning, which is why they're meaningless words. And then people would say stupid things like, well, the rich people only get rich off the stock market. That's not true. There are lots of people in pension plans, cops and firefighters and teachers and state employees and private sector employees and union people who have pension plans and 401k plans and IRAs and 403bs, and they're all tied to the stock market. And you can't just simply turn around and act like this is some independent rich club of wealthy people, and it, whatever they do in Wall Street doesn't affect the rest of America. That's a stupid, foolish thing to say, and people were saying stupid, foolish things. So I'm glad that that's off the table. Now, if you notice this morning, the president came out and said, everything's going to be fine, don't panic, buy. That was this morning. And then today he announces this deal and the market goes crazy, in a good way, in a good way. So was that a little hat tip by the president this morning to say this announcement was coming, so buy? Buy cheap because the market was down. You know, buy low, sell high, as they say. Probably. I would think so. He can't come out and specifically say that for a lot of different reasons. But I imagine that that's exactly what that was. Because this morning he came out on Truth Social and he said, don't panic. This is a great time to buy. And then a few hours later, he announces the 90-day pause. So if you did buy, or if you're stock trader or financial guy or whoever was buying this morning, then you're going to have a great day today. You're going to have a really great day. If you bought before that announcement was made in those hours between, you're good. You're really good. But there were a lot of things being said that were just driving me crazy by people who were just saying platitudes of nonsense. And what was going to have to happen was either the president coming out today and saying, we have reached a deal with Japan, or a 90-day pause. The president is absolutely 100% correct to do it this way. Absolutely. Now, where we go from here? Here's where we go from here. We take the 90 days to figure out how we can open up these markets and remove whatever trade barriers are in place. Because as I've been saying since last week, it's not just tariffs. It's also trade barriers. It's things like limits on imports of shrimp. You've heard a lot about shrimp. I haven't heard this much about shrimp, honestly, since I watched Forrest Gump and heard about shrimp casserole and shrimp egg rolls and all the other things that what's his name was talking about with the shrimp. The shrimp boat guy. Remember Bubba Gum Shrimp? And the shrimp tacos. And I haven't heard this much about shrimp in a long time. But I've heard giant stories about shrimp. Right. And so we've heard about the shrimp. We heard about the dairy market. We heard about all these other agricultural farmers who couldn't compete in these other markets. So you take the 90-day period now to remove whatever barriers are there to trade. You also, in that 90-day period now, get the European Union, other countries to agree to buy American energy, not Vladimir Putin's energy, not Maduro's energy, not Iran's energy, our energy. You get them to have a reciprocal agreement where their automakers can come to the United States and build cars here in America, which would produce jobs for Americans and also allow European cars built in the U.S., just like how American automobile companies have built factories in Europe to build cars over there to evade tariffs. We can work out something at a deal like that, which would benefit everybody as well. So all of these things happening are incredibly positive, and you should be happy today. I'm happy today. The market's obviously very, very happy today, and this is a good thing. This is a good thing. Now, China can go one of two ways. Like I said, you know, I think it would be stupid of China to do anything other than to make a deal and join the world. And the result of this could be a world that is freer and fairer and more peaceful. That's what the result of all this could be, a world that's freer and fairer and more peaceful. And then everybody can be happy. But there's a lot of things that have to change with China. Understand this. Both parties have been saying for years China's the problem. So what I expect today is I expect Democrats to come out and applaud the president and say, you know what, Mr. President, good for you. Because for years we've been saying, and we've got the receipts, Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one, and Chuck Schumer, and that idiot Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut, that moron, all these other people have been for years saying that about China. So I imagine today all these Democrats are going to come out, applaud the president and say, you're right, Mr. President, because we've been saying this for years. China is the problem. Their intellectual property theft, the way that they manipulate their currency, their slave labor, all of these things need to change. So we're with you. and it's a bipartisan now agreement, and they applaud him. That's what should happen. Will that happen? I wouldn't hold my breath, but that's what should happen, because these hypocrites have been saying that for years. And now suddenly they're all going to act like, even the last few days, they've been saying, well, you know, but China's the real problem here. Okay, so now the president's saying what you've been saying, so now you should come out and give him a high five. You know, a literal, not a literal high, but a proverbial high five. You want to give him a literal high five? Go give him a literal high five. You know where to find the guy. You'd love it. But that's what I expect from these people. I expect them to come out and say, bravo, Mr. President. China is the problem. We've been saying this since the 1990s. So now the world can work on making China fair. And if China wants to play, and China needs to play, because China is a country that exports a lot of stuff, then they have to do stuff like stop imprisoning the Uyghurs and slave labor and manipulating currency, intellectual property theft, all the other nonsense that they do and they get away with and Democrats have been complaining about. Well, now's your chance to say to President Trump, bravo, good job. Let's deal with China. Will Chuck Schumer do it? Will Nancy Pelosi do it? Will Richard Blumenfeld do it? Will any of these other idiots do it? Is the question. We'll see. We'll see. All right. Obviously, we have a lot to talk about today. And I'm glad that Chairman Michael Whatley is going to be here on the show later today. We have a lot to discuss. So 90-day pause on new tariffs, except for China. Give me your reaction to this, 855-839-1210. You can weigh in on the YouTube chat as well. You can tweet me, at Rich Zeoli. I'm in a great mood. Do not spoil my mood today. I'm telling you right now. So a couple things right off the bat, just to know, some rules, some ground rules, because I'm in a really good mood. I'm in a very, very good mood today. Do not, and I mean this sincerely, don't even come try and advocate for things today like chicken parmesan being a special meal, pineapple on pizza. Okay. Or don't do anything stupid. Like, tell me what I've said wrong. Do not even try. Today's not the day to do that because I'm in a good mood. I want to stay in a good mood till 7 o'clock. All right. So this is on you. This is the pressure that's on you. We should all be in a good mood today. This is great news. It's great news for our country. It's great news for the world. It's great news for everybody except China. But it's a chance for China now to grow up and for China to join in the world of friendly, fun nations. We'll see if they take the chance and see if they take the opportunity. That's the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. We got a lot to talk about. Do not go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
There we go. All right. We're trying to figure this whole thing out with the audio and the podcast and the music. So I think, you know, it's like a safe word almost. I'd say I really should go back to mornings. Afternoon drive is just boring. Quite frankly, nothing happens in the afternoon. This is just boring. It's a boring time to be on the radio in the afternoon. That's all I can say. Snowbunny Gal was the first one to try to break my bad mood today, my good mood today, by turning me into a bad mood by saying Ben Affleck was the best Batman ever. Ha ha, funny. And I see some of your little comments on the YouTube chat. I know who you are. One day, you're all going to be yelled at. That's what you want. If you want to go there, that's fine. We can go there. Superman was not an illegal alien. He's not an illegal alien. He was adopted by his parents, okay, by Jonathan and Martha Kent. Not an illegal alien. Please. All right, look, this is a good day. President making this announcement today, and the markets are happy, and there is now going to be a great opportunity here for 90 days of great talks and conversations. And if it has to be 120 days, it's 120 days. If it has to be 2 years, it's 2 years, whatever it is. The ball's rolling now, and that's the key, and that's the point. And we have shown everybody that these countries have trade barriers that need to go away, and that's what needs to happen. And then we can open up freer, fairer markets, and everybody can win. But the question that I had, and the question that I have, is will these Democrats applaud the president? Because for years, they've been saying that China is the problem and China manipulates their currency and China is not a fair actor and China needs to is the problem. The vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer saying it, Richard Blumenthal saying it, Elizabeth Warren was saying it, all these people. So will they now turn around to the president and say, thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for coming to the table with our allies and thank you for acknowledging the real problem, which is China, so that everybody can be better off by, will they do that? That's the question. Probably not. I wouldn't imagine that to be the case. But just to show you some of their hypocrisy on some of this, let me go back in time with you a little bit to when the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, was only 4,000 years old. This is 1996. A spry young 4,000 years old, the vampiric one, yelling about the trade deficit with China, yelling about China. So I imagine now, today she'll come out and say to President Trump, great job. Great job. This is cut 25.
How far does China have to go? How much more repression? How big a trade deficit and loss of jobs for the American worker? And how much more dangerous proliferation has to exist before members of this House of Representatives will say, I will not endorse the status quo? As I mentioned, it's about jobs, proliferation, and human rights. And there are those who say we shouldn't link human rights and trade and proliferation and trade. I disagree. But if we just want to take up this issue on the basis of economics alone, indeed, China should not receive most favored nation status for several reasons that I'd like to go into now. I'd like to call the attention of our colleagues to this chart on the status quo that the business community is asking each and every one of you to each and every one of us to endorse today. Right now, we have a $34 billion trade deficit with China, the 1995 figure. It will be over $40 billion for 1996. Since the Tiananmen Square massacre, this figure has increased 1,000% from $3.5 billion then to about $34 billion now. In terms of tariffs, I think it's interesting to note that the average U.S. MFN tariff on Chinese goods coming into the United States is 2%, whereas the average Chinese...
Let me just stop it right there. Okay, first of all, a couple observations. Number one, she doesn't sound like Nancy Pelosi there. I don't know if she just had a fresh blood transfusion back then, infusion. It was 1996, so she must have just had... That was right at the start of the House intern program for the year. And you know what happens? There's only... It's very hard to find a virgin in D.C. But if there is ever a virgin in the intern class in D.C., that person is always assigned to Nancy Pelosi's office and then proceeds to disappear because she sounds very spry and with it versus that the growling that she does nowadays. So that's my guess of what the difference is back then. This is when Bill Clinton ran on saying that China would not get most favored nation status because of their human rights abuses. And then when Bill Clinton gave China most favored nation status, and you had Democrats who were angry at their own president, their own party's president, Bill Clinton. Chuck Schumer was one of them as well. Chuck Schumer was also one of those guys. But in 2005, Chuck Schumer was also saying this as well, passionately advocating for a 27.5% tariff on China in 2005. This is what he said back then, cut 24.
It says to the Chinese, enough already. It says to the Chinese that their unfair trade policies have got to end. It says to the Chinese, this is a shot across your bow. Reform, because if you don't, there are going to be dramatic consequences throughout the world, in our country, and in your country as well. The bottom line is very simple, Mr. President. The Chinese have enjoyed a huge trade surplus with the United States, as this chart shows. Every year, it gets larger and larger and larger. Admittedly, some of that trade surplus is part of the is due to the rules of free trade. But much of that trade surplus is because the Chinese don't play fair. They don't let our goods into their country. I can tell you company after company in New York who cannot sell goods in China or can only sell the goods under certain conditions that make it impossible for them to sell them.
Okay. Chuck Schumer just said the following a few moments ago, responding to this. Oh, well, we'll get it in just a second. I'll have it loaded. Thank you. We're all on the fly today, and I got to say, in all seriousness, I give the producers a lot of grief. It's all in good fun. The truth is that these guys work incredibly hard, and they do a fantastic job. And we unlike TV, where there's like 18 producers and, you know, 9 AEs, and we have two people doing all of this at the same time, and then there's me, and then they have to also deal with me, which is a job in and of itself. So Justin and Matt are doing a fantastic job on the fly of getting all this together. DeSantis, that's the one compliment I'm going to give in 2025. I'm putting a 90-day pause on compliments to you after that. That was one. Now we have a 90-day pause on compliments to you, Matt DeSantis.
You still have that week of being nice to me. Or I forget if it's a week or a day that Linda Kearns was generous enough to get me. That. So don't forget about that.
Oh, God, I did forget about that. Oh, yes, I did. She actually paid money for that. I got to be nice to you for a whole week. And it can't be a week I'm off, right?
No, it can't even be a week where you're skipping a Friday. It has to be Monday through Friday, 5 days.
Well, that may be longer than 90 days because I'm off next Friday and I'm off the Friday after that. So I don't know. We'll find a time. We'll find a time for sure. No doubt about it. But in all seriousness, you guys, thank you for adjusting on the fly. We had an entire show planned. Well, yeah, planned is a loose term, but we had all these cuts and everything, and then this announcement came out, and then it all went out the window. So if you're just joining us, that's the big announcement. The president today, a 90-day pause on tariffs for all of our friends. China, it's 125% tariffs. This is all done to get China to come to the table and be a good actor, finally, once and for all. But here's Chuck Schumer. You heard him there going after China. So you'd imagine then Chuck Schumer would run to the podium to say, great job, Mr. President. Bravo, Mr. President. This is what he said.
The amount of money people have in their pockets and their livelihoods on something as vital as this, yes, it leaves you agape at what he is doing and how much damage he is causing and how little he cares.
Oh, it leaves you agape? Leaves you agape? That's what you say? Chuck Schumer also said he's not having any fun at all. Oh, Chucky, come on, this is fun. This is really fun. We're having a great time. You need to lighten up, Chuck Schumer. This is a second cut, Chuck Schumer cut. Cut two. Go ahead.
So look, you can't undo the damage. The Trump slump is upon us now. And whatever he will try to do in the future does not undo the damage.
The Trump slump? Well, look, I don't know how the market's going to close in 15 minutes, but it's in the green right now. I don't see a slump. And whatever, Dev, as long as you held on to your money and you didn't panic and get out of the market, then you're gonna be fine. I mean, if there are people that got out of the market, but you know, people always suggest, and I've listened to this for a long time, that you should not panic, and I've been telling people not to panic. And but if there were people that did and they got out of the market, they're gonna regret that at this moment. But I mean, with all the times we've had the stock market go down, the stock market has continuously been at a very high rate of return comparative to other things in terms of investments. I mean, that's just the reality. That's just the reality of things. You know, it's been a great long-term bet, the stock market, which is why, again, as I mentioned, so many pensions and retirement accounts are tied to the stock market, which is also why I dismiss this nonsense about, you know, there's Wall Street versus Main Street. Like, there's some sort of there's not a competition here. And I was getting frustrated with people saying stupid things like that on social media. And if you were one of those people, then forgive me, I'm not talking about you. But no, I'm talking about some people that are like these influencers who don't know what they're talking about. They have like millions of followers, but they don't know what they're... And I think they just say what they think people want to hear. I really do. And maybe that's why they have millions of followers. I don't know. And I don't need to be that. I don't need to have that. I'd rather just be honest. But some of these influencers with their millions of followers, and I think, honestly, I think they just say whatever they think people want to hear. I think half the time what they say is honestly generated by some AI script. And I think that probably a bulk of their followers are just bots and phonies, not real. I don't think it can be because it's not, none of it's intellectual. It's all just like, and you get like little clips, you know, like little like 30 second, somebody will send you like a 40 second clip of somebody saying something stupid. And I've had a few of those come my way in the last couple of days. And I've written back to my friends who sent them and I've said, this is moronic. It's stupid. What a stupid thing to say. You know, like Wall Street's only for the rich. Wall Street's not only for the rich. That's ridiculous. If you're in a retirement fund, if you are somebody who's in a pension, if you're somebody who's got a 401k, you're relying on that money. You're relying on the market to do well so you can have a nice retirement and a nice life. If you got 40 or 50, whatever it is for the 529s for colleges, you're relying on that doing well so that your kids can go to college and you won't have to have a lot of debt if you want to send your kids to college or use that money for some other educational purpose, like a trade school or something like that. So it's stupid. It's silly to turn around and act like Wall Street's on its own island and somehow like the rich deserve to get punished here or something like that. It's idiotic. But there's not going to be a Trump slump. If anything now, if we can get the Trump tax cuts to become permanent, and if we can get all these regulations slashed like we've been doing, like yesterday was an outstanding day with the cutting of regulations around coal. Bravo, outstanding day. Yes, absolutely. I'll take that all day long. We do that. We unleash natural gas on the world. We unleash energy on the world. We unleash energy here in America. We make those tax cuts permanent. We deregulate. This country is going to see an economic boom you have not seen. We have not seen probably in 40 years. I mean, honestly, it's going to be, it will be, and Donald Trump will be remembered as ushering in this great level of economic success and prosperity. But if the market crashes, then that's not going to happen. Because a market crash then leaves all these other unintended consequences happening. So the president made absolutely 100% the right decision today. Absolutely 100%. And now I think it's incumbent upon China to come to the table. And they got a lot to do to be able to be our friend. Because let's face it, we know the kind of horrible things that China engages in. But all these Democrats who are whining about their human rights abuses over the years, I just wonder if they're going to come out now and applaud the president. Because they really should, don't you think? Here's America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, who also whined about China for years and years and years. Is America's mother-in-law happy about this for once? Can you make your mother-in-law happy? Take a listen.
Of course. Your reaction to the tariffs being rolled back?
Understand, chaos is its own form of tariff. It costs everyone in the United States when the president does an on-again, off-again, on-again, off-again, on-again, off-again, which causes investors to back up and say, I'm not opening a factory here, because nobody knows what the rules will be. 2 years from now, they won't even know what the rules will be 2 days from now.
I know the Democrats were planning like a week of action in response to Trump's tariffs during recess. How is the message going to change now that, you know, that now that he's ruled out?
Oh, enough with America's mother-in-law. By the way, enough with the yellowtail wine comments on the YouTube chat. You want a foot update? I'll give you a foot update. In the 4 o'clock hour, I'll give you a foot update. But I'll give you a tariff update and why this is such great news and where we go here from China. This is fantastic. All great stuff. You should be very, very happy today. I'm very, very happy. And the president's going to sign some executive orders at the White House. We'll take it live for you because hell yeah, we will. Absolutely. I'm happy. You should be happy, too. We're boosting coal. We're getting energy going again. We are going to make tax cuts permanent. We are going to deregulate this economy. We are going to slash the size of the executive branch of government. All happy, good things. Wonderful things. It's also a great time of year to be outside of your home. You know, this is beautiful weather, right? But all the April showers, which bring May flowers, well, they also bring lots of problems in your home if you've got water on your property. So if you have static water that causes mosquitoes, makes it hard to mow the grass, or worse, damages your hardscaping, basement walls, or floating pool liner, reach out to Garden State Earthworks. They will remove the water once and for all, creating a drier, more enjoyable environment for your family. Trust Garden State Earthworks. They'll solve your water issues just like they solved mine in two different homes. The old house, it was a wet basement. The new house, it was a backyard that looked like a pond, literally watered up to Reagan's knees. And both times, Lou Vargo, my buddy, came. Garden State Earthworks drained the water away. It was outstanding. They have the easiest number to remember. It's 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. And if you call them, they're very busy, but they will make you a priority if you tell them I sent you. GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.